Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. We continue our discussion from this kitab, Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimensions of monetary dealings in Islam, in regards to halal rozi, halal sustenance. Today we begin the chapter number 18, employments. The different types of employments, what we call job in Sharia, in Deen, which is the most virtuous, the sight of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, according to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the best employment, the best job, the best profession to adopt. So there is a difference of opinion as to which means of earning a livelihood is best. But this is in the light of Sharia. The following is according to the view of Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. So Hazrat explains that the most preferred and the most virtuous means of earning a livelihood is being occupied with such work where one serves the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most virtuous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most worthy repayment is that given for the Quran Sharif. The main condition is that the object of the person is to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not earn money, accepting money only as a last resort and out of need. This was the system of the ulama of Dioban. They considered the service to deen as a primary objective and looked upon the salary as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the time that was given. For this reason, if a person receives a certain amount for teaching in one place and is offered a higher amount or sum for teaching in another madrasa, he should never leave the place he is serving. Our elders were extremely steadfast on this principle. What you understand from this point, according to the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat says the best is the person that serves the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By him serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more than that, teaching Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمْ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you is the one that learns the Quran Sharif and teaches Quran Sharif. Here also, we understand that even in the eyes of the people, that the ustaz of Quran, be it in the maktab, in the madrasa, the primary phase of the child's life, be the alif, ba, ta, tha. So that ustaz is teaching very primary, the initial alphabets of learning Quran Sharif. Then going on, comes to Quran Sharif, and then the boy is doing years thereafter. So whether we understand that ustaz to be the best or not the best, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, he is still the best. Khayrukum, the best of you, is the one that learns the Quran and teaches Quran Sharif. So it was the mazhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi in his period of time. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi is named Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullah alayhi, born in 80 Hijri, passed away in 150 Hijri. According to many, he met almost 10 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Therefore, we can classify Imam Abu Hanifa as a tabi'i, that he met Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He was of the opinion in his period of time that to take some repayment for teaching Quran Sharif was impermissible. Thereafter, as time went on and the times changed, the governments changed, then the ulama of the opinion, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Malik, that to take some payment for teaching Quran Sharif is permissible. This also became the view of the Hanafi mazhab. The reason being, initially, when Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi had mentioned that it was impermissible to take some salary or wage for teaching Quran Sharif, it was because at that time, for those that were teaching Quran Sharif, there was a stipend from the Baytul Mal, the National Muslim Treasury. So from there, the Khalifa of the time would stipulate an amount for all the ulama ikram that were teaching Quran Sharif. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah was in that period of time. And then he had the opinion also that those that were able to not take a salary to teach Quran Sharif and they were self-sufficient, they had some other income, then they should not take, it was not permissible for them. But then as we mentioned, as the times changed, the Baytul Mal closed down. So there was no national treasury, there was no Islamic Muslim national treasury in the country. Therefore it became a norm. And then the ulama would say that for the ulama to dedicate their time full time to teach the children of the Muslim Ummah became a full-time employment, a full-time khidmat of deen. Therefore, for the time that they would give, the muftiyan and the ulama of the time and the seniors decided that we will give them something, because they are dedicating their time and we demand their full time and full attention. Not that in our period of time that the alim is doing some khidmat of deen, teaching my child, but at the same time in the class is doing business. Then we know the two cannot mix. Just like a person in my business also. If I employ an alim, I want you to do a full-time job in my business. You can't with that now sing to my business, teach some children Quran Sharif. We'll tell him it doesn't work out like this. I need your full-time in my store, or my shop, or my company. The same way in the Hifz class or the Maktab or the Madrasa, this full-time that is needed there, he cannot do anything more than that. But this is the best employment, where a person dedicates himself to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with full heart and full mind he dedicates himself. Then also ulama say that not every person is speaking about the most preferred employment. So it should be in everybody's heart. If only I could teach Quran full time, if not Quran, kitab, some khidmat of deen that I can engage in and be of service to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not possible for every person to dedicate his life for the deen of Allah full time, like an ustaz of deen. That in the morning he's teaching, in the afternoon he's teaching Quran Sharif. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a system of deen that I can have a share in some Hifz class, some Darul Ulum, some Maktab, some Madrasa. Imam Ghazali rahimullah has mentioned that a person comes for Salah on his own. There's no guarantee that he will get the reward of his own Salah. There's no guarantee. Possibly wuzu wasn't correct, or his ghusl wasn't correct, or his salah also wasn't correct. But if en route to the masjid he picks up someone, or he encourages someone to perform salah, so even that person who he picks up bring to the masjid, or the person he encouraged to come to the masjid, that person has no guarantee also whether his salah is accepted or not. But the one that brought him, or the one that encouraged him, will get the full reward of that person's salah. Allah has opened the door of rewards to the summat. So he will come for salah, you encouraged him or you brought him, you got the full reward of his salah. So in the same way, when it comes to the system of the madrasas, the maktab, the darul ulums, etc., Allah has opened the door for the businessman, for the professional. Maybe I can't become an alim of deen, or my son can't become an alim of deen. But Allah Ta'ala has made a system where I can adopt a spiritual son. Whether an alim is teaching in the madrasa, or a student that is studying deen. So my son couldn't become an alim, but I can contribute. I can contribute for one student, for his fees, for his maintenance, for his boarding and lodging, for his food. Or for an ustaz of deen, something towards his salary. So he will qualify, the ustaz will be teaching, that boy will go on, he'll open his class, he will have students, 20, 30, 40 students, he might go to a different country, and all I'm doing is I'm contributing a portion of my wealth, whether a portion of his salary, or his expenses, whatever it is, but on the day of Qiyamah I can understand, this is one silsila, one chain of deen that will continue till the day of Qiyamah. Learning and teaching will continue till the day of Qiyamah. That where someone will teach someone, and from that group of boys, how many more will teach, and this will continue. Qiyamah's day, that businessman, or that professional, will come before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and want to see the rewards in writing. But these rewards will not be just in writing. He will have an army of ulama behind him, an army of huffaz behind him, of muftis behind him. Where they came from, you contributed. You contributed and all this is your complete share, 100% reward for it, without any shortage. It was passive. So in this way Allah has opened the door for the ummah that I can't teach Quran Sharif. But indirectly, yes, I can teach Quran Sharif. I have a share in the maktab, in the madrasa, in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. SubhanAllah.